New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Mooney 2256 says, random suggestion. Have you thought about having Mike Wolters, a.k.a. cult leader from the Detroit Cast podcast, on your show? I would love to introduce Wolters. I always want to say Walters, but it's Wolters. Just the other day, I looked at the Detroit Cast, also known as TDC, if you'd like to check that out. It looks to me like he physically is healthier. I don't know if anybody, I know that that dude I just mentioned his name. I can't fucking remember what I just said it was. Mooney. For the longest time, last time I laid eyes on Mike, he was much heavier. And I know he had an issue with his ticker. So I'm guessing he decided, all right, enough of this bullshit, and turned it around. And his ticker is now thanking him. That's what I think is going on there. He moved to Arizona and still does his show. Nice. Mike is a pioneer in the podcasting world. I don't know if he would tell you that. But I know Mike when he was probably like in his early 20s in 1998. He was an intern on the Drew and Mike show when I filled in for that time, and it was a huge disaster. But he was always very sweet and kind to me. Years passed, Drew and Mike show goes belly up. Wolters tries podcasting. He's one of the first people that, I mean, like when he started podcasting, people weren't podcasting. That's how far back he goes. And when I started podcasting, actually when I started on the radio on BBL in April of 2016, he had me on that show because he liked talking radio, and it was kind of a story. And in that time, then my show went belly up 2.5 years later. I start podcasting. I talked to him, and he kind of gave me a lot of those best practices and things like that, things to avoid, how to, basic tricks of the trade and shit like that. He helped me with a lot of that stuff. He's always very, very sweet and kind and helpful. I like him. Always like Wolters. Yeah, that it might be worth a phone call to introduce him to the audience. You know, that's one of the tenets that he taught me. He goes, try to get on other people's shows and become friends with shows, which I have done that. And then, but we've never really had each other. We haven't done it regularly. It would be a good idea. I like that tip that you're giving me. I need to write that down. You know, he has Fuckface Henson on from time to time, who I love. Walter says, are you friends with Landau? No, not friends, but he's been on my old radio show. He would remember me. Landau's great. I follow the story of Landau from his time with that psychopath Crowder. So I kind of know of, but no, not pals. Henson, I know. Henson can do anything. He's one of the most talented talkers that exists today. He can talk about anything for fucking ever, and it doesn't suck. Always liked Henson. You know, he does radio in Grand Rapids here on WLAV with Michelle McCormick, who's been on the show recently, and my pal Travis Gibbs. They do a morning radio show every day. All right. Where am I here? It is a Wednesday. Let's talk about some of my sponsors that keep this show going. And I am way behind. I got to catch up. If you have any issues with trees falling down in your yard, perhaps we have an ice storm and a shit hits a fan, who's going to take care of that? In the winter months, call Kuiper Tree Care. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. They can help you with any storm cleanup that may happen. Hell, if you want to take a tree down right now, as long as the weather's okay, they'll do it for you. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Just remember Kuiper and then think tree. You'll find them. I also list all these, my sponsors, in the show notes of my podcast if you want to check them out. As always, with all of my sponsors, please let them know that you heard about me on this show. That's how this works. I do the free podcast. I sell it. You patronize them and mention me. They keep coming back. I keep doing a free podcast. And by the way, we are coming up on 6 years. On January the 6th. Of podcasting. KuiperTreeCare.com. The OG sponsorship is TC Paintball. Officially, unofficially, one of the first people to ever give me a dime for creating in this type of space. It goes back to the year 2016 when I was fired from Free Beer and Hot Wings. I was doing a show on YouTube in my living room, a video podcast with a TC Paintball towel hanging behind me to serve as a banner. And Rick paid me for that. And here we are. Thank you, Rick. TCPaintballGR.com, an amazing place for your paintball adventure. You can go there and book some time with your maybe some workplace team building, maybe with your friends in the neighborhood, whatever. TCPaintballGR.com, fully stocked pro shop. People come from miles around to go to TC Paintball all over the state of Michigan. Thank you. TC Paintball. Tophus writes, paintball and switch to beat dogs. What a crock of shit. This is probably one of the worst moments in the history of the show. It's caused me so much heartache. Talk about being stuck in the middle of that one. God damn it. Relax and smoke some pot. I saw a guy today on TikTok who drilled a hole in a bottle cap and stuck the blunt into the bottle cap so that it was, and it was just a little bit bigger than the hole, or it was tapered, you know, so it kind of fit in there snugly. So, and then with the screw-on bottle cap still on the blunt, he lit it up and got it flaming and then put the joint burnt end down into the plastic bottle and screwed the lid on. From there, it's burning and the smoke is filling the bottle. You then squeeze the bottle and the smoke was jetting right into this fucker's face. So he didn't even have to put his lips on the blunt. You just squeeze the smoke, and he's going, and his buddy's next to him. He's doing the same thing. It was hysterical. If that's you, you can get your blunt over at The Green Medicine Shop. there in Greenville, Michigan. You can find them at greenmedicineshop.com. You can buy your recreational cannabis anywhere in the state of Michigan. You probably have a shop that you go to. I get that. If you could, just try Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. If you're in Greenville or the surrounding areas, please try out that shop. If you're kind of curious, you've never tried this before, but you're thinking about it, maybe you have questions. This is something that a lot of people enjoy. Not me personally, but for those of you that do, or if you're just thinking about it, I mean, some people might want to try to experiment. I don't give a fuck. Go there. They have a pharmacist on hand who can tell you everything down to like the chemical level as to what's happening there and can answer any of your questions and concerns you may have. They have all the usual products too, all the assorted pipes and bongs and gummies and vapes, everything. Fantastic shop in Greenville, Michigan. They just started doing recreational cannabis as of October. And if you're under 21, the year is 18 to 21, you can still get all the cannabis you want, but you need a med card. They can take care of that too. There's a spot online where you can apply. It'd take you half an hour. You'll have your med card. You don't even need a physical card. You just need the damn number. They have people do that in the parking lot. If you're 18 and over, it's a perfect time to start smoking weed. I guess that thing I was describing to you is called a power hitter. He says, I had one 25 years ago for normal joints. Works pretty well. Bob says, in my younger days, it was always fun to MacGyver together a smoking device. Molly says, I did it to a 2-liter bottle full of water with a screen on the cap, and I was dying after. I thought I was falling thousands of feet, but was 2 inches off the ground. I think we're tapping into something fun to talk about. If you have a funny contraptions you created or ridiculous ways to get high, that sounds interesting to me. Nick says, we used to use old gas mask bongs where you trapped it in with nothing but smoke. Yeah, I saw somebody do that once. It was that guy in the NFL draft who did that. And then they posted the video on draft day, and his draft stock fell because he was getting stoned. In my opinion, your draft stock should increase if that happens. You let all the water out and then suck all the smoke in, says Molly. Starman says, if you think that's fun, try eating mushrooms and going for a helicopter ride with no doors. Met the good creator that day. Yeah, as time passed, it's probably best that I don't really have anything. I don't have, other than the occasional Newport. There's not a vice in my system. Nick says those used to be called a gravity bong. All right. Outstanding work to the audience on the chat. I still have a lot of catching up to do. Frank Fuss is the insurance agent of record for life insurance, help with Obamacare, Medicare, or Social Security. Let's say you have someone in your life who you know or love getting set to retire. When that happens, they're going to get their insurance through Medicare. But this isn't like it just happens. There's certain things you have to do to make that happen. And for some people, it's a bit of a pain in the ass and can be done poorly and wrong. Things that are entitled to you might slip under your radar, and then that opportunity to have whatever coverage or benefits that are extended to you through, you know, the way America is, you're not taking advantage of. How do you avoid that? Very simple. Reach out to my pal, Frank Fuss, from anywhere in the United States. Head over to his website, buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com, and Frank will help you out with all of these things. There's a spot on the site that says, "How'd you hear about me?" Make sure you put my name on there. It's like a drop down, you know? You see, this is ridiculous. Look at my hair. It is such a floof. It's longer than it's been in a long, long time. Hey, EZ, what are you doing on the podcast today? I brushed my fucking hair. I guess there's fighting again now between Tophus and Kenny. I don't know what's going on, you guys. You were behaving, you were doing okay, and now here you are being bitches again. Nick writes, the biggest one we made was one of those office water cooler jugs, LOL. Bob says, we once used peppermint Smirnoff instead of water in a bong. Was the freshest, smoothest rip ever. I get the impression that a lot of you smoke pot or take gummies. Yeah, I don't dare. It frightens me. I get so much mileage of my general weirdo brain as it is, you know? I am finding more and more that most people that I'm interacting with are stoned all the time. Like, it wouldn't even surprise me if I'm, like, at the hockey game and the ref is stoned. Or if I'm getting operated on and the doctor is stoned. Everyone is stoned all the time. That's why when I drive, I stay so far away from people. Everybody's under the influence. And I don't know if you know this, but nowadays, with pot being legal in so many places, it seems, you know how they say, don't drive stoned. I think that the signs are just there. Like, if you got pulled over and there's like smoke rolling out of the car, like Cheech and Chong style, I don't think the cop's going to give a shit. It's when you're drunk, that's when they're going to get you. And I know for a fact, you can smell it as cars pass. We just talked about that the other day. People smoke and drive all the time. Kevin Kuiper says apples were the way to go. I guess you like put a hole in an apple and put your pot in the apple. Yeah, but why? Is it just because so you can say you smoked it out of an apple? Why don't you go to the fucking cadaver farm and get a fucking old mummy dick and smoke out of that? I bet if you guys had the opportunity to hack off a mummified cock, you would go ahead and smoke just to say you smoked through a mummified cock. You guys will smoke through anything. Ryan says that Maureen would be all over the mummified cock. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Look, I think that pot smoker guy or gal does that. They're like on the lookout for the next thing to smoke pot through. And if you are like when I was in college, we had an anatomy and physiology class, and we used actual cadavers. Like there were five or six bodies that had been dissected so you could do numerous things to identify structures and shit like that. It would be very much like a college dude to show up and like maybe jock a fucking hacksaw blade. And then formaldehyde coated dick and balls, just grab it and just lift it, you know, go it. Cause you could get into the lab as long as you were in the class, you could get into the lab at 24 hours a day. And late at night on a Saturday night, you'd be the only one in there. I'm probably giving somebody an idea. Hack off dick and balls. And then you've got dick and balls cured by formaldehyde. And then, you know, carve out the openings and actually put the dick up to your lips. And then you flip it over so that the balls are facing up. And that's where you put your pot. And then through the dick hole, you can, it would work. Linda, who went to the same school as I did, she knows what I'm talking about. She had the same goddamn class. There was times in that class when there was a brain that it had been cut like across the middle. So like a lid came off. And then I'm looking at the inside of a brain and there's all these structures inside, these little pockets that are, believe it or not, are called ventricles. And you had to like stick your finger in the brain. So you were actually like finger fucking some dude's brain space. That actually happened. All right, this is the left ventricle and this is the right ventricle. I know the ventricles in the heart, but there are also ventricles in your brain. You're finger fucking a guy's brain in that class. It's incredible. I loved that class. I did so well at anatomy and physiology and kinesiology. I was a fucking stud in that classroom. Linda says, did you see the lungs that were damaged from smoking? That's why I never did. Oh, yeah, they were like black. They look like fucking Kenny's ball sack. They were so gross. That's why I don't smoke. Well, I take it back. Occasionally, I'll have a dart. Like not very often is what I meant to say. And I hope that that does the minimal amount of damage. All right. I'm not really sure how I got to this point in the show. There are some other things we can talk about. First of all, where I live right now, and it may not be the same where you live, it might generally be, but I think I do this every single year at about this time because I even wrote this down. On December 21 at 4:20 a.m., which that kind of goes with the whole pot thing we've been talking about. That is the start of winter. That is the winter solstice. Winter starts at 4:20 a.m. on Saturday morning. This is also the time of the year when we will have the shortest day of the year. Now, already, the sun has started to set later. But the amount of time that the sun is rising is getting later by a larger interval. So if the sun is setting later in the day, it still doesn't mean the days are getting shorter because of how late the sun is rising. At the peak, so on the 20th. Actually, the 21st, that is the least amount of daylight in the whole year. And I'm always floored because we have 9 hours and 30 seconds. That's it. 9 fucking hours and 30 seconds out of 24 hours is daylight. And you know, when the sun first pops, it takes a while till you got full daylight. So that's much less than that. So 9 hours, 30 seconds on the 21st. On the 22nd, also 9 hours and 30 seconds and some tenths. So a little bit longer. And then on the 23rd, 5 seconds longer. And then this continues. And then hard to believe that if you bounce ahead to the following months, 6 months from now will be the summer solstice. What was 9 hours and 30 seconds on the 21st will be 6 hours and 21 minutes longer. 15 hours and 21 minutes. Holy fuck. God, this is incredible. And how did they figure this shit out in the first place? I mean, this all people started figuring this shit out at a time when all you had was like a sundial to figure it out, and they managed to do it to the second. Who's the asshole that had to sit there by the sundial and write all peck all this shit out on a stone, tince everybody that it was going to be true? The first asshole would probably try to convince him. He was probably 9:30. It's fucking broad daylight out. As long as pardoned a dude who was the mastermind. This is last week at the end of the week. He always does it at the end of the week, so you don't know it. And can I say that pardoning is the biggest bunch of bullshit that has ever existed? It's an abuse of power, and it should not be allowed. All right. And if anybody tries to tell you that this government is run by the people and that it's up to us, we're in charge. We're not. Because moments like this, where a president can just commute any sentence or pardon somebody. Biden, hot on the heels of pardoning his junky son, pardoned some dude who was a mastermind of a $928 million Ponzi scheme. My God. When he does that, it makes it easier for someone like Trump to show up and say, well, I'm pardoning all the people that were part of the world's biggest asshole convention on January 6th. Why would he not? Ponzi scheme guy and Hunter Biden are bigger fish to fry, bigger criminals than any of these assholes outside of the ones who injured people on January 6th. It's a bunch of bullshit. And for any of us to think that we have any real say, or like we the people and all that shit, come on. This is bullshit. The fact that Biden is ending his presidency with this nonsense, if his legacy wasn't already pretty fucked up, it's ruined, okay? In my opinion, he's been the biggest clown president, okay? He's an absolute clown. Horrible president. Not that Trump is any better, you know? Trump tells you one thing and does the other. He told all you dumbasses that he was going to build a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it. Did that happen? Fuck no. You paid for it. Tofus says the Democrats should have had Bernie Sanders. Yeah, I agree. And I think that that was an inside job there. I'm pretty disillusioned about the whole damn thing, frankly. I've said it before and I'll say it again. At least when Trump says he's going to do something fucked up will happen. He will do that. I for sure as fuck don't agree with it. But goddamn. At least we know it's coming with that asshole. I think there's a lot more cloak and dagger with Biden. It seems more sinister to me than it does with Trump. Trump's just a fucking bull in a china shop. Not that I'd be happy with either one of these pieces of shit. Tofus says, I'm done with it all. I don't watch the news or anything anymore. It's so much better for my mental health. The only time I pay attention is when I know I have an opinion and can drop something. Something that could be something to talk about or compelling or whatever. At least hope to be, you know? All right. Boy, we have drawn someone who is suggesting that we read the Bible. I want you all to see that. It's a bot, and I'll get rid of it because it just consumes the chat, and we're having a good time, so we don't care about any of that. There you go. Tofus writes, fuck your God. Yeah, I can't with clear conscience say that.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm still pretty religious, you know. I can't get behind saying that. Have you ever thought that it's all one God, but everybody's kind of got their own spin on it? Or is the thought process that every single one of these gods is separate and they're either working in unison or against each other or independently, not knowing of each other or just ignoring one another? Has that thought ever crossed your mind? I mean, like, if we engage the whole concept, Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindi, Satanic, what's happening there? Stevie says, no, because it's all made up bullshit. And I think that that's Pretty hard to escape that thought if you've believed that for some time. Now, I'm not going to go that far and say that it's bullshit. I would not do that. I definitely don't agree with that. The thing that I have been parking on is the idea of organized religion has had me giving a good hard look into this. And what it keeps coming back to is money. And I can't shake it. It's giving me great difficulty. And that's kind of what Tophis is saying. He says, I like spirituality. I don't like the religious aspect where people use a higher power to control people with fear. Yeah. And then, taking the ideals of the time, editing the Bible or whatever book, and adding shit, and then saying, all right, yeah, this is God said this. I don't believe that. I do not believe you. It was my eyes were open to this, thankfully, to my daughter. All right. We had a great loss in our family. Our beloved Mother Marquis passed away. Mother Marquis is my stepsister Sue's mother-in-law. You've heard me talk about Elizabeth and Nikki and Sue. I've known them since I was a little boy. Those are Joanne's daughters. Joanne's beloved husband is Jim. I've known Jim also since I was a very young boy. And I've known his mother for that long too, because we've been together for that long. And Mother Marquis would always come up north and be part of our crew. You know, that's it. We're a crew. And lots of great times. And she passed yesterday. So I just wanted to mention that because it's on my mind. I know you don't know. It's the first time I've ever mentioned Mother Marquis. There's some people hurting right now. So I just wanted to throw that out there in hopes that they will hear this and just let you know that a lot of people are thinking about that. This is a rough time, to be sure. But I was telling Jim the other day, not my son Jim, Mother Marquis' son Jim, about, hey, you know, she lived to a grand old age, by the way. She might have been close to 90. And I was like, I really admire the way you took care of your mother. She lived right next door to Jim and Sue. And anything that was needed, we're always there. It's just that whole thing that I've talked about, you know, having your family close to you, your immediate family. I've always been a big proponent of that. You know, some people choose to put people in homes. That's not the case here. And she lived a great life, so. Thoughts with all of you. Okay. Yeah, I don't usually dive into stuff that way, but it kind of felt appropriate. I don't know why. All right. The Charlotte Hornets, is that the basketball team? This is part of the, nonsense portion of the show. The Charlotte Hornets are apologizing. Some bit went wrong during the game. You see on the big board something's happening in the stands. A lot of the times, you know, there might be a timeout on the floor. You got 60 seconds to do something. Keep the fans engaged. We do it with the basketball team I work for. This is the statement. During last night's game, there was an on-court skit that missed the mark. The skit included bad decision making and poor communication. This is an apology. Simply put, we turned the ball over and we apologize. All right, this sounds like the type of apology that you're making only because people are pissed off. Which I hate these types of apologies. It continues. We have reached out to the family and are committed to not only making it right, you'll find out what, but to exceeding expectations. We will be providing the fan with the PlayStation 5 that he should have taken home last night, along with a VIP experience to a future game. Our goal is and will remain to elevate the guest experience for every person that enters the arena and to show our fans how much we appreciate their relentless support. What happened? The kid was brought onto the court with Hugo, the Hornets mascot, dressed as Santa Claus. After a letter to Santa requesting a PS5 was read out loud, a cheerleader came out with a bag containing the game. The fan was visibly overjoyed as he received the gift. However, he was then upset when the cameras turned off and a Hornet staffer took the game away and instead gave him a jersey. The cheerleader and other people around were reportedly also confused when the PlayStation 5 was taken. The kid's uncle was apparently informed he wouldn't get to keep the gift, but not the child himself. Wait a minute. So they gave it to him? I thought for sure it was going to be like a bit where they gave it to him and then just on camera they took it away. You know, just to be a dick and be rude. But no, they gave it to him and the fans all thought they gave it to him and he thought he was getting it, but they took it away? All right, we should check it out. This person wrote, "You guys want to see a cheap sports organization in this video? My best friend and his nephew get called onto the court for the special segment. With the cameras off, they took it away and gave him a jersey. Take a bow, Hornets. You crushed the kid." I haven't shown it yet, but I believe that. I mean, nowadays, if you give a kid, make him think he's getting a PlayStation 5 and then you take it away, he is going to be crushed. He'll be more crushed with that than he would if his mom and dad fell on a hand grenade and got blown up at center court. That he'd be more upset at the PlayStation 5 than he would mom and dad being blown to bits. We all know that. This is how it happened at the game. Walks away. Well, I don't think he said sorry to Hugo. So maybe this little fucker's rude. I don't see follow-up video. You know, I wanted to see the video of him getting it taken away. Maybe it's on the rest of this dude's feed. I don't know. Okay, there's more to this, I guess.
Oh, Jack got a PlayStation 5. That's awesome. I had to kind of explain to them that actually, no, they took it back.
Video of the encounter went viral on social media Tuesday with the poster Adam Turner explaining the old bait and switch. So Queen City News reached out, getting in touch with season ticket holder Alexi Phillips, who had taken his 13-year-old nephew Jack to the game against the Sixers.
you know, someone from their fan team kind of reach out to us, said, hey, do you guys want to be on the court with Hugo? And we said, sure.
As Philip explains, they weren't given any other information until right before they went out onto the court. Someone from the Hornets whispered to him and another parent.
They just said they're not going to keep what they get. However, they'll get a jersey afterwards.
Philip says he still didn't quite understand what was going on, and no one had explained to Jack that he wouldn't get to keep his gift. Oh, yeah. Then once the cameras cut off, that's when the confusion really set in.
And it's funny, at this point, everybody thinks that Jack is getting the PS5, yeah, including like the other, you know, all the dancers, all the cheerleaders, everybody basically or starts congratulating him.
At that point, we're told the guy who originally had asked Phillips if they had wanted to go on the court found them and came to swap a jersey for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah. It got pretty awkward because eventually he had to make it clear that he wasn't joking.
The good news is, just like the Grinch who stole Christmas, this story has a happy ending. The Hornets released a statement to Queen City News, reading in part, simply put,
okay, I guess I'm confused. Why not just have Hugo the Hornet give him a jersey? I mean, is it so important that you have to have this? I mean, this is so short-sighted and stupid. Yeah, you're overthinking it.
Turn the ball over, and that they'd be providing Jack with the PS5 he should have taken home and a VIP experience at a future game. As for Phillips, he says the Hornets reached out to him and Jack's parents and are good in his book after owning up to what they did.
Right.
He just thinks there could have been much less sting from the Hornets had they not had Santa Hugo in on the old switcheroo.
Right.
The funny thing is, if he had just gone out in the first place and they just gave him a jersey out,
which is what I just said, that's awesome,
there in the court, he would have been stoked.
Julian Sidor, Queen City News.
That's very, this is an example of, you know, like when you have like the board meeting and everybody's coming up with the big plan and someone's got a dumb fuck idea and nobody actually speaks up and says, well, wait a minute, are you telling me, you know what I mean? So, I mean, sometimes people are stupid. Tyler says, much less sting. I see what you did there. Hold up. Brucey, no, don't do that. Licking his paws. It goes right to my brain. Yeah, Tova says, yeah, someone should have stopped this idiot fuckhead. That's so dumb. Yeah, instead of just giving you a jersey, we're going to give you something awesome, and then we're going to take it away because we want everybody to think that we gave that to you. You know, it's idiot. Well, it all worked out, though, because the kid got, he ended up getting the PlayStation 5, you know? Quote from Kenny, sorry we don't have a PS5, but here's a jersey for you. Or here's a PS5, we can't let you keep it, but we want you and everyone else to think we gave it to you. Give it back, and here's a jersey instead. No one gets it. This is so avoidable. Somebody needs to lose their job over that one. That reminds me, I wanted to tell you this yesterday.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
Sunday at the Grand Rapids Gold basketball game. Everything's working fine. I introduce some young lady who is singing the national anthem, and she's like, she just won some pageant. She's like Miss Grand Rapids or Miss West Michigan or some shit. She looked to be a young kid. And she comes out there with the mic. And she's got her tiara on. And you know how they have like a talent portion. She's obviously going to, she can sing. That's her talent. So she gets up there and she's getting ready to sing the anthem. And then the second she starts, you can tell she's got skills, all right? So I'm standing there, and I got my hand over my heart, and two guys to my behind me is Rick, who's in the military, who takes his shit very seriously, and so much so that he gets out his hat that he wore in the Army. He's an old dude. And he might have been in like Vietnam or some shit. And he puts the hat on and does the salute. So everybody takes their hat off, but military, active and retired military may keep their hat on while rendering the military salute. He puts the hat on. He's there at attention. I'm there, hand over heart. She's singing like an angel. It's awesome. Oh, say, can you see by the... She gets that far into it. And some fuckhead, through all the moving parts that we have, because off the court, there's people in a broadcast booth, and there's other people in a video booth, and some cock pushes a button. And while she's singing, the game preview, that scene on TV, starts playing. Oh. So you hear a voice come in out of nowhere, filling the whole arena, completely drowning her out, going, well, the Gold are on a 3-game winning streak as tonight. And then it cuts off. I mean, like, and you hear this, oh, this murmur in the crowd. And amazingly, Miss USA or whoever she was did not miss a beat. Like, she didn't stumble or fumble or pause. She kept it going. And oddly enough, this is the second time this year this has happened. And it's so goddamn awkward. And the guy next to me who runs the show, he takes his pen and he throws it down. And, you know, he's the only person in the arena moving. And he's having a temper tantrum. I go, easy, easy, not now. Hold it together. Hold it now. No, don't do it. Fuck, guy with the hat on's like, he's simmering, you know, because he's like Captain of fucking America. You can't do anything during the anthem. He's going to have a fucking heart attack. Can you imagine if somebody took a knee next to him? He'd probably stab him with a fucking Rambo knife. Jesus Christ. So that was just intense. And then it ended. And fuck. The guy who did it, you hear him go, sorry. Sorry. That was my fault. It was an accident. Jesus Christ. Accident that cannot happen. Cannot happen. During that time, the anthem, that's a very vulnerable moment. There should be a moratorium on movement. Like, so that all these assholes in Video Village or assholes up in the way up top of the arena broadcast facility don't touch a thing. Don't do any work. I just stand there and look at the goddamn flag. Jesus. Or take a knee. I don't give a fuck, but don't press anything. I think I want to get Phil in here to talk about that. He's the guy that was having the temper tantrum. That's how we'll end up wrapping up the show. Oops. I hope this works. Watch your ears. Check, check. Thank you, Nate. This might be the classic Eric Zane ring and ring and no one picks up. Yeah, bummer. I think we're into it. Hey, you there? You're the hello? Shit. All right. So we whimper to a halt. Stevie says someone should get knee guy on the phone and see if he wants to come to Detroit. You mean like, I'm not sure I know what you mean on that one. You mean like Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback? Is that what you're suggesting? Knee guy, I think you're talking about Colin Kaepernick. They years ago took a knee during the anthem. Your joke is someone should get knee guy and come to Detroit. I appreciate the effort. I can see where you're going with that because the Lions have been so badly injured. They would need a player. But that joke is a huge pile of shit because he's a quarterback and we don't need a quarterback. And he's like 75 years old now. I get it. But no, we're going to go with grocery bagger and guy who sells shoes, you know, at the sporting goods store. That's who's going to be playing for the Lions. I almost forgot. I got another email yesterday from a member in the chat named IMKO. You can see IMKO right there. I even said, I read some of IMKO's chats this week. And then as the day wore on yesterday, I got a donation for tampons or food from a person named Dylan that I said, it appears that Dylan is a chick because it's spelled D-I-L-L-O-N. Someone named Dylan from Wayland, Michigan, sent along a bunch of cash. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong. Dylan is a dude who just spells his first name like a bitch. Okay? He writes, EZ, a proper intro. I just wanted to send you a quick note and properly introduce myself. You know damn near everyone else in the chat by name, and I'm starting to feel left out. You've also questioned if I'm a guy or a girl for both my Twitch handle and my real name, so I thought it was time I say hello. Thank you. My name is Dylan. I'm a 34-year-old guy who lives in Wayland, Michigan, and who religiously listened to you dummies on 97.9 in my high school and college years. I've been around on Twitch for a long time, which is why you wouldn't recognize me. I didn't follow you onto Twitch. I found you on there. Very nice. Outside of confirming my gender, I wanted to say thank you for helping our community with the food drive and feminine hygiene products. Well, I'm just the mouthpiece of it. I'm proud and happy to donate to local causes that I know will have a real impact on those who live here. See you in the Twitch chat. Sign, bitch named Dylan. Thank you, Dylan. Dylan writes, I decided to listen to you today while I was lifting weights. I almost dropped the bar on my face when you were roasting Kenny talking to Cream Queen. Good stuff. I had to turn it off. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad that it's funny because it's ridiculous, frankly. The conversations that can take place between these two lovebirds. Kenny loves any woman that has a vagina. We all know that. He already is in love with Cream Queen underscore XO. All right? This is how it works. Kenny meets any woman, and then one day later, he empties out his checking account and sends 8,000 flowers, a shitty car, and cake to that person's door.
Hey, I really enjoyed talking to you, baby, now. You know, I think you're something special. I can feel the chemistry there, baby. Please accept $14,000 in roses. This fucking Ford LTD. Then cake. I love you forever, baby.
1 hour later,
hey, baby, I can't find you on Facebook. What happened?
All right. All right. That is it. I have a little bit more to do here. I have some sponsors. And I have to take care of the asshole of the day. Kenny writes, you know, I think I'm done here. No, come on now. You are the most important foil on this show. You know that, and you know you are loved, so don't even lie. There's no lying like that around here. I got a new roof put on the house a couple of months ago. Werner Roofing did it. Call them anytime or reach out to them. Their website is WernerRoofing.com. W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing.com. Get an estimate today. When you reach out to them through the website, there's a little form you fill out. Mention my name, where you heard about them from. And you'll get a phone call by the end of the day. And then by the next day, there'll be someone at your house who's taking a look at your roof. You're figuring out what's up. That's how you do it. They are the best. Please mention me, WernerRoofing.com in West Michigan only. Also in West Michigan, King's Room Barbershop. Three locations. Yes, I know. I need one. I've been saying that for like a month. Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street, where you can find King's Room Barbershop, or online at kingsroom.net. $19 is what it's going to cost you. For more than 50 years, haircuts for a king or a chick who likes short hair. kingsroombarbershop.net. Anywhere in the U.S., get a mortgage from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Reach out to Mario and say, yeah, EZ sent me. Buy now, refinance later. That is the mantra. 231-332-6505. Irvine's can't say enough about them. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Servicing all makes, models, hybrids, EVs, you name it. They take care of it. Free loaner cars. Make sure you reach out and mention me, 616-532-6600, or online at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. And finally today, Joe Martinez and A&E Heating and Cooling. If you need a new furnace, perhaps you need a tune-up, perhaps there's something wrong with your existing setup, can help you with everything. 616-516-8579. 616-516-8579. That's who you call A&E Heating and Cooling. Corey says, Kenny's biggest crime is taking the Twitch chat seriously. Yeah, you know, if he's taking it seriously, maybe he's not. Remember, Kenny's an actor, okay? He is notorious for being an outstanding actor, just like a pro wrestler. So I wouldn't put it past him to be just fucking around, you know? Kind of like perpetuating that he's pissed off just to get everybody else worked up. He's probably going to write a 9,000-word manifesto and post it to the Reddit because of that comment alone. The asshole of the day. Yesterday, it was that school shooter bitch, Natalie Rupnow. What a crazy bitch. The new asshole of the day for today, brought to you by TC Paintball. Corey says, fuck, a commercial. Well, subscribe. The fuck? You realize when you subscribe, it helps me. You know, I don't do this because I just want to have fun. I'm trying to make a living here, you fucking moron. You can't bitch about the commercials if you have the option to get rid of the commercials, twat. Charlotte Hornets. How do you spell Charlotte? Is there two T's in Charlotte? Yeah. You are the assholes of the day. Congrats to you on your award. That's it. I'm done. Thank you. Outstanding work, ladies and gentlemen. You should be recognized and applauded for making this so fun, as you always do. Oh, my God. Thanks again. Till next time, folks. Bye-bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.